Hello and welcome to another episode of the Week in Review. My name's James Tao, the CommSec Market Analyst, and it certainly has been another busy week for markets both here and abroad. We've come to the end of October, certainly a lot to look back on and talk about, so we'll get straight into it. The market today so far, we'll start with Friday's performance and go backwards. It's around 2 o'clock Sydney time at the moment. The ASX 200 down about a quarter of 1%. Again, touching those three-week lows that we hit earlier this week. It is on track as well for the worst weekly decline since the last week of April, where it fell about 4.5%. Currently down about 3.5%. Although being the last trading day of the month as well, October, it is actually one of the better performing months that we've seen in the last little while. October at the moment a little bit higher by about 2.5%, which is the best since May. Now, if we look at what's behind a lot of the moves that we're certainly seeing of late on equity markets here, number one is, of course, what's happening over in the United States and secondary, I guess you can say, what's happening in European markets. But what we're seeing at the moment on Wall Street has been a pretty tough week. In the four sessions so far for the States, the major indices there down between that 3 and 6% mark. So it certainly has been a pretty tough couple of days. The news coming through, of course, of those growing COVID cases around the Northern Hemisphere, Europe. You're seeing France and Germany also looking to bring in harsher restrictions as well to curb the spread. There are record daily cases of COVID-19 across a number of European countries and a large number of states as well in the US. So that certainly adds to just some of the concern about what this economic recovery that we've seen of the previous few months as well, and what that might look like moving forward if the virus, of course, remains a big part of the global picture, and we don't have any type of antidote, or we don't have any type of vaccine, as we currently don't. So the other major issue, of course, and that has been on the minds of investors for a little while now, is the US election, less than a week away, about 4 days or so, and certainly that continues to add a fair bit of volatility to markets. At the moment, it is looking like it could be a pretty close contest between both Biden and Trump, and any kind of drawn-out election result could certainly put more downward pressure on markets moving forward. That continues to add a little bit of uncertainty around what could happen with further stimulus moving forward, certainly something the US economy would need, considering it has been hampered quite significantly by a spread of COVID-19 and restrictions that are placed as a result. But if we have a look at the local market, plenty of news as well on the domestic front, plenty of takeover talk, and that has certainly driven some of the real big movers on the market this week. Early on, it was Coca-Cola Amatil, of course, the Australian arm of Coca-Cola over in the States, received a $9.3 billion takeover offer by the European arm of Coca-Cola. So that certainly kicked off the week with quite the bang. Coca-Cola shares this week at the moment up about 16%. There is a little bit of talk, though, from some investors of Coca-Cola that particular bid of $9 billion could be undervaluing Coca-Cola Amatil. So that continues to move forward. The other one actually just came out today. AMP was this morning confirmed that it has received some interest from U.S. investment company Ares Management very early on, the preliminary talk, so no particular details have been provided. But AMP, of course, is undergoing a review of its portfolio. It has also stated the fact that it's received some significant interest in its other assets and businesses as well. And, of course, the main job that the management board are trying to do, make sure to get the best shareholder return. So that's something still going on. But today, AMP shares up about 20%, roughly 20% higher or so for the week as well. The other big winner, Blackmores, announcing early this week as well that it sold its global therapeutics business, about $27 million to McPherson's, which is also listed on the ASX. That's really helped give Blackmore shares quite a boost. It has not had the best year, but certainly this particular announcement has reinvigorated investors with a double-digit gain over the course of the past 5 days. Of course, we've also heard a number of companies releasing updates. It is AGM season here in Australia. Over in the States, they do have their quarterly earnings going on at the moment as well. But we're seeing a lot of quarterly updates here from a number of companies, like sort of Fortescue Metals has released some numbers. Afterpay coming out with some numbers this week, as well as has Coles, the supermarket group. So plenty of big names releasing sales updates and business updates. ANZ also announcing its full year profit results, or second half results, just yesterday. Its cash profit, plenty have said about that, down about 40-odd% on the year before at $3.7 billion. A higher number of impairments and provisions due to COVID-19, but also remediation and other costs as well, bringing its profit numbers down, and in turn having an impact on its dividend, which was about 50-odd% lower than the year before as well for the second half. Westpac provided a bit of an update earlier this week. It is releasing its full results next Monday, but it is expecting a $1.2 billion hit to its earnings. And again, provisions and impairments certainly behind that particular number. Elsewhere, some of the big losers on the market this week have come through from the likes of travel stocks, which are down in the area of 13 to 16%, Flight Centre, Corporate Travel, Webjet. All this COVID talk, certainly not a good sign for travel moving forward if there are more restrictions being put in place. Of course, the domestic borders here in Australia as well aren't necessarily freely opening up anytime soon. Queensland today announcing that it's still going to keep borders closed to most of New South Wales and Victoria. So that certainly has hurt those particular stocks. If we have a look more broadly sector-wise on the market this week, it's been a pretty negative week. Energy has fallen about 6%, the hardest hit. We've seen a very big drop in global oil prices, falling to about 5-month lows. Again, demand concerns, which are virus-related, really putting downward pressure there. The only sector to improve, consumer staples, so slightly more defensive, doing well. All other sectors on the market down at least, or roughly 2% or more. So it has been a tough week there. The Aussie dollar also falling back to around 3-week lows. It's hovering around 70.5 US cents. Could face further downward pressure against the greenback, of course, next week's RBA meeting on Melbourne Cup Day. And the market is anticipating a rate cut from 0.25% down to a new record low of 0.1%. Having said that, this is that's basically all we have time for in terms of the week in review. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend, or spooky weekend if you're celebrating Halloween.